the exact same thing. I still think North Huron wins by a score.
The difference in this game is defense, and North Huron has a very good defense to go with an explosive offense. I think they actually win this game by a little bit more than they did last time, at least 14 points. I go with the Warriors, and they too will host the semifinal next week.
So either Flint International, Portland, St. Patrick, All Saints, and North Huron, one of those four teams will make it to the, no, two of those teams will make it to the state semifinals next week. Moving on to 11-player football, Lakers and Cassidy, the game in front of us right here. And the winner of Lakers and Cassidy will go on to play the winner of New Lothrop, who's at 10-0, taking on at home the Division 7 defending state champion Powama Westphalia.
This is the time of the year where we start to look at New Lothrop every year and look at them and go, wow, they're undefeated. Is this finally the New Lothrop team? And until they actually have that team, I refuse to pick them. Give me Powama Westphalia. Failure in that one, the more physical team, and I still think it'll be a close one, but expect the physicality team to win. Give me Powama.
I agree, Dave. Every point you made, the physicality, that's what New Lothrop has struggled with over the years, and when we saw Powama Westphalia, they reminded me of a thumb team with the way that they batter people, and I think they're going to batter New Lothrop tonight.
And of course, on the other side of the bracket, in Region 1, we have St. Louis and Breckenridge, Ishpeming, Westwood, and Lake City. In Division 8 football, just one local team left. That would be the Harbor Beach Pirates at 9-1 on the season, traveling to Saginaw to take on the Catholics. Saginaw Novell sitting at 10-0 with 84 playoff points.
We'd love to see Harbor Beach win this football game. I think it's probably the end of the line. Saginaw Novell, a very tough football team in Saginaw. I think Harbor Beach has a chance. They certainly have the firepower to do it, the defense to hold up. Saginaw Novell, a very not a physical team, a very spread out and finesse team, I think plays into the hands of Harbor Beach, but very difficult for them. If they do win, though, they're going to make a run.
Yeah, I agree. I'll go with Nouvelle in this game, but Harbor Beach has the opportunity to win this game, but they have to play absolutely clean. No turnovers, minimum penalties, and just clean across the board, and then hopefully Nouvelle makes a couple of those mistakes and Harbor Beach can capitalize. If that happens, Harbor Beach can win this game, but I have to go with Nouvelle. That quarterback they feature, he's the real deal, dual threat quarterback. Big physical, got a great arm. It's going to be a tall order for Harbor Beach.
And the winner of Harbor Beach and Novell will take on either Hillman or Lincoln Alcona. On the other side in Region 1, in the state semifinal would be Frankfort, Gaylord, St. Mary, Norway, or West Iron County. And of course, the game in front of us here, the Lakers and Cassidy Redhawks squaring off, and our predictions are in the books, as our experts say. Paul B. Adams, Lakers winning by 6 points, 20-14. Doug Cole says Cassidy winning by 3 points, 22-19. And Dave Hansen saying Cassidy's going to win by 6 points, 27-21. We are 31 minutes away from kicking off the Division 7 District Championship from Cassidy, Michigan, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Arnie Ruthenberg here, sales manager, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and C-Wing. With over 40 years in the automotive business, I have come full circle. Back where it all started for me, right here in Seawing. I'm committed to making every visit here at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick a pleasant one, with unbeatable deals. New or pre-owned, see me, Arnie Ruthenberg, sales manager, or any one of our professional sales staff for an unbeatable deal that only can come from Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Seawing.
We all love the small town life. It's why we live in the Thumb. It's about spending time with friends around the campfire. It's about seeing friends and neighbors when you go to the grocery store. It's about knowing the people in your neighborhood. It's one of the great things about our amazing community in the Thumb. And it's one of the things that Thumb Cellular holds dear. We treat our customers like our neighbors because they are our neighbors. You know a phone call to our offices isn't being answered in another state or another country. You get personal service from your friends and neighbors. It's local people giving you local service from your local cellular company, Thumb Cellular. It's why we became a local cellular carrier and why we are staying local. There's nothing like the small town life. Experience the Thumb Cellular difference with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb.
Countryside Sales and Service of Seawing knows you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game. Well, their shop and parts department are still open too. They're open 6 days a week and late Tuesday through Friday nights for your convenience. They hope your breakdowns are few, but they know things happen at the worst possible times. So if you need Cat, Kenworth, and Mack trailer parts, tires, and custom hydraulic hoses, call ahead for parts pickup. Countryside sells what they run. Countryside wishes everyone a safe harvest. On your way through Owendale, stop at Stack's Market to fuel up, grab a deli sandwich or pizza, and get rolling fast. Open 7 days, Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers. If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3-truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
Listen to The Strong Side every Sunday at 7 p.m. on the WLW Sports Network, Sports Radio 102.1, and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Mark McConnell, and John McConnell with your call tonight from the friendliest and coziest booth in the Greater Thumb Conference. For just the fifth time in school history, Cass City has the opportunity to win a football district championship. This, in fact, is the third district title game for the Red Hawks in four seasons. However, in all of the previous district games for Cass City, the maroon and white have fallen short, and that's something head coach Scott Cuthrell would like to change tonight.
Well, he's very happy with four straight playoff appearances, but the question mark of being able to finish games at any point throughout the season has always been a big deal. They've never won multiple double-digit games in a season, so a lot of accolades and personal school history on the line. They certainly like their opportunities, and who else but to beat a Greater Thumb Conference West rival Lakers.
At the helm is Scott Cuthrell. Under center would be Sandon Cuthrell. The sophomore play caller has been managing the fourth most potent offense in the Greater Thumb Conference this season and has a strong backfield behind him. However, when Sandon Cuthrell needs to, he can make a play happen all on his own.
He sure can. He got some experience in the middle of last season, took over the quarterback role the rest of the way. So as a sophomore, they had their quarterback of the future with experience. He's had some good success against Hamady last time around. He had 12 carries for 100 yards, and against Bad Axe, only 8 carries, but two of them went for touchdowns, 176 yards of his own. And against Lakers, he was 4 of 10 passing for 64 yards. And I think all those dimensions, he's going to have to use his legs. He's going to have to make a couple passes tonight if Cass City wants to overcome that very tough defensive line of Lakers.
As we mentioned before, Sandon Cuthrell has perhaps one of the most potent backfields in the entire area. That includes two 1,000-plus yard backs with plenty of varsity and playoff experience to go along with it. Brendan Hamilton did it in 7 weeks. Nick Perry did it in 9.
Nick Perry's ran for 1,000 yards, I think, every year that he's been there. Against Lakers last time around, 16 carries, 168 yards. Brendan Hamilton against Ubley in week 2, 20 carries, 187 yards and 2 scores. He also picked off a couple passes. And Luke Stern against Reese in week 8, 8 carries, 130 yards and 2 scores. He's probably the back, the junior, that's probably going to lead the tailbacks next year. He's as potent as any of them, sure-handed as anybody. So watch for him to make a statement this game, working off of Perry and Hamilton.
The defense of the Red Hawks has been stingy this season, holding USA to just 94 total yards last week in the first matchup with the Lakers.